Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Tore, and I am your host this evening. And welcome to another edition of Something Different. It always has to do with something spiritual or psychic. And even if it's a self-awareness show, it's still dealing with our higher selves. So tonight, of course, our topic is right on point with St. Pat's Day. Many of you might know that I have Irish blood in me as well as Native American. So, of course, I'm very much from the Ireland part of my family is from Cork. And, you know, sometimes they say it's that dumb Irish luck. And sometimes it's just that my aunt, for instance, my Aunt Wanda, she is so lucky when it comes to those little scratch-off things. Whenever she comes to Florida, whenever she feels lucky, she's like, okay, pull over, let's do it. We got to get a ticket. And I'm like, I might as well just throw my money away. That is not where my luck is. And sure enough, it's so funny because sure enough, it's like she will win. And she'll win like, you know, with the intention, because she always puts the intention with it. Okay, if I win, I'm buying dinner, you know. So how wonderful is that? Or, you know, or we'll have a good time. Oh, I got all my money back that I lost, you know, and we were gambling out on the ship and blah, blah, blah. So it's always an interesting time when we deal with, not deal, when we have my aunt visiting and my uncle, and they come and it's like all about the luck. So, yes, so some of my family is from Cork, County Cork in Ireland. And we have, like, just an interesting story with all that. I'll fill you in another time. So pressing your luck. How many of you listen to your higher self when you know, say, if you were gambling, when to stop and when to just walk away? And so just something else about my Aunt Wanda. She is a Gemini. So there's like, we always laugh and say, there's the good Wanda and the naughty Wanda. She's won all the money now. She's going to turn around and lose it. You know, she's going to give it all back. But she does listen a little more from time to time when she gets a little windfall. She's like, okay, I'm walking away, or I'm putting half away, or I'm putting this much to my husband, and so on. So it's like she started tuning in and listening to her helpers and her higher self. And this weekend I had a workshop on the angels and guides and listening to your higher self and your helpers. So we've got a couple callers online, and I'm going to take our first caller. And that's the caller in the 202. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Sorry. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, don't be sorry. Just hello. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name is Kay.
Kay?
Mm-hmm.
Like K-A-Y-K? Okay, Kay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Kay. Well, what can I do for you tonight?
I'm not sure how you do with readings or how it goes, but it's my first time calling, but it's like a reading.
Well, okay, here's the thing, Kay. We limit it to one question, and because usually there are other people, and there are tonight, on Switchboard. And it's just you have to give me an area, something you'd like to ask about. Of course, our show is on pressing your luck or your luck and your good luck, bad luck, etc. So what is your question targeted to? What is your thought?
Let's see. It's always about love and career. Something tells me to ask about love.
Love. I have before me, Kay, and it's interesting you're asking about love. I have, like, all these love oils in front of me right now. I do this thing. Mm-hmm. They're called Joy Bags. And I have to put the new pictures up on the website, venusandvelvet.com. But, you know, I make what they call in New Orleans, they call them gree-gree bags. So people carry them around. They're not for putting spells on people. They're to enhance your luck. They're to enhance your vibration of love or money or health or protection, whatever the bag is for. So interesting, because I was looking at them as we were just before we went on the air. So I'm going to turn now to your love. All right. So let's see. Do you have anyone you're asking about, or just in general right now about love?
I would say in general, there's someone from the past that I often wonder about, but I'm not sure.
Is this someone from your past, dear?
A friend, yes.
Okay. And it's like, you know, you keep projecting. It's sort of like I see like you guys being different people, and you, it's almost like ships that cross in the night that miss each other. They're friends, but they, you know, it's like it doesn't ever seem to work out anything more. And you go through your thing, and he goes through his, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. But I see a lot of happiness around you and a lot of time for blessings. So I don't see the challenges or the judgment energy. And have you ever flirted with this person?
Yeah, we've flirted. We've kissed before.
Okay, well, you know, I feel the intense energy about that, and I do feel like maybe there is a breakthrough about to occur, but you've got to kind of just keep everything very open and flowing. And what is I give it about a little around a month and a half, maybe at best. You know, that's what I'm feeling. And when is your birthday, Kay?
It's in March. It's on the 5th.
March 5th. Okay, so you're a Pisces. So happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And the thing about right now with you, Kay, is that this is a very spiritual year, okay? It's sort of like a year you could lay down a whole new life foundation, all right? Yes, I know. Let's see. So, it feels like kind of that upward gear, like a healing year. So, I do feel that, you know, whatever you lay down, it's like amplified. So, it's best, kind of a year best served with lots of help, lots of connections. And I just feel that healing energy. And I do feel that you have just had some other lifetime with this person because of the reasons why it wasn't the right time in this life for quite some time. It was like you just kept missing. But it's like you knew each other. And you sensed that, I'm sure, when you met this person, really, for the first time. It felt very real and very, you know, on point. Like, you know, you felt like you could just be yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at about a month's time, month and a half at best. Take that leap, my dear, but just let it flow. And when it happens, just enjoy it. Enjoy the flight. Because I feel like you're flying. That's how I feel.
So you see it as a positive thing.
I do. I don't feel a lot of negativity. I don't feel judgment. I don't feel, you know, like ultimatums and or ulterior motives or things like that. Just,
okay,
you know,
cool.
Just enjoy. And think that thought about love that in your mind you carry the heart and you carry it in your whole being, like just a heart. But, you know, manifest and carry that joy, love with you. Joy is the highest vibration, so carry that joy, love.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kay. Blessings to you and happy early St. Pat's. Happy belated birthday.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got a couple more callers on the switchboard here. And just going to run down the calendar real quick. As I mentioned, I had an Angels and Guides workshop at Luna Soul this past weekend. And I was just, I was very happy to have a very relaxed Sunday with my group there. And it was just so tranquil when we went into the guided meditation. So I was out there with my angels, and afterwards a gentleman came in, a Scottish gentleman. I don't mention names or anything like that, but what an amazing energy. He brought the biggest ball of light in with him and the biggest angel I think I've seen in quite some time. And what a healer he was, naturally. So what a beautiful Sunday. So today and this week, I am not at the Casadega Hotel. You know, we're taking a little time out this week, taking care of business and just kind of unwinding, relaxing, enjoying the weather. So anyway, so that's happening right now. And just in the musical side of my life, Wednesday night, I'll be in Sanford, Florida again, but on a different note. I'll be at the Blues Jam at the Alley. So if you've never seen me play or sing, there's your chance if you're local. Okay, we're going to take our next call. Caller in the 561. Hello.
Hello, hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I am doing well, sipping tea. Really in a happy zone. How about you?
Good. It must be love night because the caller right before her, my birthday is March 7th, and she said her birthday was March 5th, I think.
Yes, and I just met a lovely woman whose birthday is on March 7th. So happy belated birthday to you as well. And so let's see. So what's our question about tonight, Lisa?
About a gentleman that's been around me, but seems I want to see what you see about us having a relationship. His name is Steve.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, this is your year for new beginnings, dear. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and I see, you know, there's been a lot of heavy things this past year that you just tried to, say, get through. The journey,
yeah.
Just kind of close the book on some stuff. And but I see all for one, one for all kind of musketeer energy. I see quite a kind of a bit of passion, very much involved with this person. There is connection, but as far as relationship, I don't know. I feel like kind of things got put off for a while. Or kind of you have to, like, push it out and say, this is what I want. This is what I'm about. You know, some people are very, like, I date one person at a time, while other people aren't so honest. And they slip around all that, okay? And in order to grow and to flourish together, honesty is the best policy. So have you asked him? If he is a one person, are you one person yourself, or what are you?
Hey, Clint, are you talking? If I'm a one person, yeah, I'm a one person.
Right.
Yeah.
So, have you let him know that?
Why he thinks I'm not?
No, I'm asking you. Have you communicated that to him clearly?
Not really. He hasn't given me the opportunity to. We haven't had, our relationship has been up and down.
Uh-huh. Well, this is why I'm saying this. I do feel that, I do feel that you have to be honest with this person and a little more open. And don't hold out. If you're a one-man woman, And if you're looking for a one-woman man, you kind of have to put it out there. This is like a chance to lay out the new Lisa this year. And even with this gentleman, I feel like, I don't know, I just feel a little unrest with him still. Like he's, but if you clearly communicate, you might actually make a breakthrough with this guy. But you've got to let him be giving you what the answers that you need to hear. Don't settle for kind of like, well, we fish around the thing. Because, you know, every man has to have that woman that has them bring it to the table, you know, has to like say, look, this is all I'm about right now. You know, I'm not about a player. I'm not about a man who's dating this one and that one. Have you been out with him? You've been out with him before, though, yeah?
No, he invited me. He asked me out like last summer, and I didn't want to go out with him because his friends were asking me, and I didn't feel that right. And then we sort of lost touch with each other, and then he connected with me on website.
Okay.
And why are you seeing him with another woman?
No, I thought that he had asked you out already, or you'd been out with him. But I just feel like it postponed or something. I guess it postponed. That's what that was the word I was thinking about. But like you went out with him and you just don't know, and it just dropped off and picked up again. Just put it out. My guide is just saying, be sure that you put it out there that, you know, this is you're really wanting to start something with somebody that's for your highest and best good. So if he is ready to accept that, then that falls in his court. But don't you just settle and let him just say, well, you know, let's see where it goes. I think a lot has shifted with him in the past year, which might be to your advantage. Why things didn't happen when they, you know, first started. But I think he still needs to come clear. I think that's really my best advice to you, seriously, is just let him come to the table and really be himself and, like, just be real with you. No games. No games. And you don't have to be a player, like dating a bunch of other women. It's just like games. It's like, I'm on, I'm off, I'm this, I'm that. No.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for what you want, Lisa. Okay?
Do you see us going out in the near future? Because right now I think he had an operation.
Yeah, I don't have anything on the table with that. I think you're still in the communication stage. And I just think that getting to know you, that whole song just came up. So get to know him. Can you Skype with him or, you know, anything like that? Because that would be good.
Okay.
Okay? Try to go that way. So at least you're seeing the face, you know, something back and forth.
Okay.
Modern technology is beautiful that way. I love it. Well, I wish you all the brightest and best of blessings and all the luck and happy St. Pat's to you. And hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you.
Take care, my dear. You're welcome. Okay. One more caller on the switchboard, but we're going to take a quick break. Hang in there, caller. I'll be right back. And so stick around. Welcome, welcome back to the show. My name is Torrey, and I am wishing you all the luck in the world out there. What's the difference between good luck and bad luck? Is it really luck, or is it the vibration that we carry with us? You know, that's just it. And, you know, one minute you can be very, very blessed, very, very lucky. And you might say something in a kind of snarky, sarcastic way, like, well, at least I got that. Bam. Like, part of it's gone, just like that. Or the rest of it doesn't come in. If you're expecting something, you say, in a financial way or in a, you know, in messages and whatnot. So be grateful. Be in gratitude, and whatever you're blessed with, be happy to have it. And for whatever reason, if you feel like, you know, so there, don't think that, and you'll keep your good luck. I'm going to read you real quick a blessing that says, may there always be work for your hands to do, and may your purse always hold a coin or two. May the sun always shine on your window pane. May a rainbow be certain to follow each rain. May the hand of a friend always be near you. May God fill your heart with gladness to cheer you. And that is an Irish blessing. And you could say God or goddess or whatever you like, but that is a wish that you fulfill. Even when someone maybe has done you wrong, you know what? Bless them and thank them for opening your eyes or setting you free, and then go on with your life. Go on with your business. It's a good friend of mine, Miss TJ Johnson from Alabama, says, you do you. Don't worry about them. You do you. She's the oldest of four siblings, all sisters. So a wise oldest sister. Going to take another call. Caller in the 303. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I am well. How are you? And who are you?
Well, my name is Allison, but I have to say this is too funny. My birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, hi. And Allison, hello and happy early birthday. Yay. Everybody wish
Pisces
Allison. Right.
Funny.
Everybody wish Allison a beautiful, blessed, happy birthday. Right now, everybody send her some good luck. Ta-da.
Thank
it's
you.
Done.
Thank you.
All right. Well, what's on your mind, Allison?
Money, work, income.
Okay. Let's go there, shall we? All right. Okay. Going here. So March 15th. You know, this is a strong vibrational year for you. And I'll tell you why. As we talk about luck and, you know, pressing your luck or wishing for better things, this is the year of manifestation. It is the same vibration as what you are experiencing. So awesome. Meaning basically you're closing the book on some old stuff and the old way of living, the old way of dealing with things. You are manifesting the new. So whatever you manifest, good or bad, can happen this year. So my advice to you, of course, is to manifest a new number that's a steady, a constant in your bank account, okay? And I feel, even as I saw it, you need to move on. It's like you need to move on from whatever you've been up to lately and just get on and get over it and get on to something else. Have courage. Take a chance. Take, you know, your little four-leaf clover in your pocket and leap, because I feel like the struggle is coming to an end, okay? So I do feel like an opportunity is around you for employment. So you're not working right now, or you're not happy where you're working?
Oh, I love where I work. I work a part-time job about 24 hours a week.
Okay.
But I need a second source of income and something in the writing field, because I am done with all the wasted years cleaning toilets. and other assorted jobs. So I'm very, very focused on getting back on my path and my purpose and my passion in a path of prosperity and light and growth and purpose. And, you know, my purpose is a big, big word for my life. I'm a worker, and I was born, you know, I was just born knowing what I came here to do. Doesn't mean I'm doing it, but for me, it's all about the work. I never wanted to, you know, have kids and do the whole family crap. No offense to people who do, it's just not for me. So, but I'm very creative, intelligent, and very driven, which means, no, I'm not a slacker. I could never be. No. You know, I'm not in the entitlement mentality that we have in our culture now. In fact, I really dislike that intensely. It really makes me vomit. And so that's kind of where I'm at. So, so I'm really
I'm going to share something with you. I can see that, you know, you were coming into something greater. So that's why I asked you, were you really happy doing what you're doing right now? So obviously,
I love it. I love what I do.
That's one part of your puzzle. But you're wanting something greater. You're wanting something more, because being a Pisces, there's two of you, two fish. So your other fish, the worker fish, is working, but you're still looking. You're still trying to find that niche for your other fish, the creative fish. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I have good news about that, because I see a harmonious situation. I see connection with opening up the mind's eye and just being very. Do you do like any kind of meditations or guided meditations right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what are do we have? Do we ever pick a theme of anything? So our meditations can give us messages. Okay. So how do you feel about dolphins?
You know, I'm a water baby, so I have to love everything that comes from the sea. I don't care what it is.
Okay.
Doesn't matter
do
what
me a favor. take your next meditation. Oh, that's good, though. Take your next meditation. Work with the dolphin energy. Because I see two very strong dolphins, like very happy. And they're coming from the heart space and the third eye. And they're just like, so I want you to meditate on that. Because I do see a new opportunity, a greater new thing. You're here to manifest it and kind of close the book on the struggle. Because I feel like you know, it is still a little bit of a struggle. You're wanting more. So, you know, put it out there in the universe and always around your birthday time. So we're going to make a big special wish for Allison about this. Okay? I want you to just put your focus on my writing, creative work will come. And I do say it's wrapping up to be a big, like, breakthrough for you emotionally, spiritually, and even like you have more energy. Even if it would be two jobs, it's not like the other job would be, like, you know, wearing you out. But I see that happening
soon. That's what I'm looking to do, Good. Well, I've done a lot of jobs that are very, 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 and I don't mean this in any kind of, I don't mean for this to be misunderstood, jobs that are far, far beneath my ability, my education, my background, my experience, life experience and career experience, both. You know, I mean, honestly, I've worked with teenagers, you know, you know, I mean, I really, when I say pay my dues, I have done that and then some. And so, you know, I would go home and sometimes I would be crying while I work. I'd be crying, sobbing, but I would still always be working because I never let my emotions get in the way of a good job, of doing a job
but you have,
to the best
be done. Exactly.
Never
let
my emotions get in the way. Yeah.
You gotta entertain that other fish now. Time for
that's
the other fish to come
to
out
do.
And play. Okay,
that's what I'm trying
one.
To do. Okay.
Sending you a lot of love and light, and I know that's the end of our show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I thank you for calling, Allison, and wishing you all
thank
the brightest
you.
And best, and a happy
thank
St. Patrick's
so
birthday to you, dear.
Oh, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we will see you next time here on the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. Wishing you all the brightest and the best. Another night to you all. Have a wonderful night. Remember to feel where your luck is, the good vibration, and not to press your luck where it doesn't feel right for you. Be true and kind.